1976.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show, Coast to Coast and everywhere in between. Speaking of the in between, very tragic what's happened in Joplin, Missouri. How can we not go there right from the get-go of this hour? Right now they're saying 116 people dead and counting. That's an awful thing to say, but there is no exact death total at this point, because they're still finding people. Can you imagine how horrendous that is for families when they don't know where somebody is, so they just assume the worst, and they could be right? You know, there have been nearly 500 people killed by tornadoes this year. What's up with that? Have we ever heard of these totals? Yes, there have been horrific tornadoes in the past, but it now is month after month that we're talking about this, and this is on the heels of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and some of those other towns in Alabama and Arkansas, and they just get pounded again and again and again. So you have this pouring rain and 1,500 rescuers just trying to do whatever they can to save whoever they can. You had one person text message that he was alive, and that's how they got to him. Boy, for all that we do as far as bashing texting in a certain way, there's one instance where it actually saved a life. And this has got to be the deadliest on record. Certainly for Missouri, it has to be. Here's what it sounded like from some of the people earlier in the day.
I actually was planning on helping where it was really torn up, but there's nothing really to help. It's just flattened. It's probably 3/4 of a mile and nothing. I don't even know what they're doing up there unless they're using dogs to find bodies.
Yeah, and the city manager, Mark Rohr, told reporters that were, of course, all over the place that people from about 40 agencies are on the ground in Missouri City. In Joplin, Missouri, which is southwest of the is a southwest city in the state of Missouri, with two first responders struck by lightning because they were there in the rain and the high winds looking for survivors. Can you imagine? So on top of everything, you have people trying to find people and they're hit by lightning. They found 17 people though alive. 17 people, and they're covering every foot of the town that they could possibly cover. It happened Sunday night, and it just chewed through a very populated area of Joplin, causing hundreds of injuries, tearing of homes and businesses, a high school, and yeah, they're talking about an EF4, the winds. Check this out. And that's what I was thinking when they were mentioning the hospital and the fact that the x-rays had gone some crazy amount, 70 miles. People were finding these femur bones and everything else, x-rays of femurs, in their driveways. How does it get that far? Well, they're saying that the winds were between 190 and 198 miles an hour. You get hit by that, it's a miracle if you survive it. I mean, it's a nightmare. And, you know, there is a 45% chance of another tornado outbreak. They're saying the peak time might be between 4 in the afternoon and midnight on Tuesday. And we're not just talking about Missouri. We're talking about Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Nebraska thrown in there, too. Storm predicting is going to be it already is a big business, but an even bigger business. If somebody could come up with something that could predict it that much better and faster, they would have something on their hands. But how do you do that? So in these four states, we're talking about 1,000 law enforcement types who are helping with the disaster response. So search and rescue and anybody that had hands and could, frankly, dig through what was sticks left in some cases to try to find people. When you find 17 people, you're afraid that you don't want to leave anyone behind. And you have to remember this tornado hit at 5:41, so 5:45 almost on Sunday. Now, that was 24 minutes after a warning was issued. But that's 24 minutes if you're paying attention, if you're logged into what's going on. And the miracle of all miracles is that 183 people were in a hospital, St. John's Regional Medical Center, when the tornado touched down. So glass was blown out all over the place, but the people were moved into the hallways. They were out of the building, so there was no problem there. You don't know when it's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen. That's the thing with these tornadoes, where they're touching down, when they're touching down. And when you talk about winds that strong, not survivable if you're right in the path. A pure miracle if somehow you make it out on the other side. Let's go to Rick in Illinois right from the get-go. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
How'd your horse do?
I didn't win. Nobody won.
You didn't bet no money on any of them, huh?
No. You know what? I have a new rule. I don't bet on the horses in the Triple Crown because I don't know what's going to happen.
I watched that.
You know, you
Animal
pick...
Kingdom.
Yeah, I liked Animal Kingdom. Animal Kingdom came in second, so
it was close.
The money. It was close.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching that thing. He got trapped there behind another horse, and I think if it wasn't for that, he might have pulled it out, but I like the way he finished. I mean, he come on strong, so I think I'll pick him in Belmont. He's a long-legged runner. I think I'll pick him in the Belmont to win.
Oh, can you imagine how heartbreaking would that be if Animal Kingdom wins the Belmont, barely misses the Preakness, and could have been the Triple Crown horse?
Yeah.
Very tough to pick winners in horse racing for people listening to us. What a wicked turn we made there, too. I go from all this disaster of the tornadoes. Now, you're in Illinois. You're no stranger to tornadoes. Have you ever been in the middle of a tornado?
No. Been close, but not really been in one.
Close. Okay, well, close. What do you mean close? Yeah. A touchdown in your neighborhood, or?
Well, I was at my sister's house, and the neighbor came running over, and she thought one was coming, so we went to the basement, and it sounded like a freight train going over your head. But
then guess what?
Down.
That came very close. Then you were very close to a tornado.
But it didn't touch down, but later on they said it looked like it could have touched down, but it didn't. It just started to form, I guess, or something.
Mm.
I mean, I heard people say it sounds like a freight train, and that's what it sounds like, too. Freight train.
Yeah, everybody... Everybody's described that in Joplin. The people that heard it that ducked for cover and got lucky, they say that as well. If you're talking about 190-mile-an-hour winds, I'm sure it does sound like a freight train.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Awful.
But I was just joking around about Sarah Palin and Snooki running, but I think that's what happened to now because all the other Republicans are dropping out of the race, so... I think it's going to be just them two left to run.
Snooki has no prayer. Sarah Palin, a different story. You got to be kidding me. Do you think she knows anything about politics? And do you think she knows anything about anything really other than Jersey and partying and smoking cigarettes and walking around in whatever crazy garb she wears? It looks to me like she just rolls out of bed every single time I see a picture of the poor girl. But, Rick, she has this on you and I. Somehow she has really put herself in the center of popularity. She got $30,000 for a speech at Rutgers University. That is amazing. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 23rd, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 15:10:30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $15.48.67, $7.74.33 for a half ounce, or $3.87.17 for a quarter ounce. That's $15.48.67, $7.74.33, and $3.87.17.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Remember, it's easy to be a part of America Tonight. Simply go to the website, americatonight.net, and see my face, Kate Delaney, and ways to click on through Twitter, Facebook, and you'll see us right there. I'm waving right now, in fact, if you were to go to the website. We are talking about a plethora of things. Mostly the focus out of the gate, though, is the tornado in Missouri and what's happening with tornadoes. Does it just seem that way? To me, I mean, certainly I've reported on tornadoes. I've seen tornadoes from afar when I worked in Kearney, Nebraska. Scary, but it wasn't on top of me. It was in the distance. Saw what firsthand what tornadoes have done to people's homes and their lives. However, when you're talking about 500 people killed by tornadoes in the last couple of months, and we're not even 6 months into the new year, I just wonder, is there anything they can do about the predicting part of it? And the predicting part has gotten better. If you think to maybe 60 years ago, looking back and doing a little research on this, they had nothing to go on other than somebody would get a sense that something was happening and they could feel it. Someone would say they could feel something on a ranch or whatever. Now, you've got, first of all, the aid situation. How many states of emergency have been declared recently? Sad in Alabama, sad now what's happened in Joplin, but not just Joplin. There's some other places hit, but Joplin, it's horrible. And people, shame on people for looting and doing crazy things when severe weather hits, blows up an area, looks like a bomb went off, and people are just trying to grab whatever they can, and it's not their stuff. And we've heard this from some of the people in Joplin. Wow. Lou in Missouri. Hello, Lou.
Gate.
Hello.
Man, it's astonishing what's going on down there in Joplin. I'll tell you, we hear these, I live in Columbia, and we have, you know, quite a few tornadoes that come around this area as well. And those sirens go off, you know, usually for a tornado. So I think the key is to know what to do beforehand. One of the things you don't want to do, the myth of closing your windows, don't do that. A tornado will take care of opening your windows for you. And be careful of where you, if you're down underneath, be careful of what is on top of you. I heard a case of where a woman was in a tornado and a piano fell down on her and crushed her. Yeah, so be careful as to where you're staying. The Red Cross, you know, they could certainly use your help and things like that. But here's you were talking about Joe Biden earlier.
Yes.
Yeah. Joe Biden reminds me of Gerald Ford on those skits on Saturday Night Live. I'm not kidding you. Oh, jeez. He is just bad.
He is bad, isn't he?
Oh, God, he's bad.
He doesn't learn. He keeps doing the same thing over and over again.
He's bad. Well, take care, Kate.
All right, you too. Thanks for the update. That's good for some of the tips that Lou threw out there. He's right about that. I didn't know much about tornadoes either. And, you know, one of the things that you can do, it's true, the bathtub thing with the mattress on top of you. But the problem is, you have 20 minutes. In this case, let's say it was 24 minutes. But that's from, boom, you first hear it. Oh, there's a tornado watch. And I think living in the satellite facility for the network, how often I'll see a watch or even a warning on the tube, and it shows the weather cells, and it's kind of in and around the area. So what do you do? Get in the bathtub with the mattress on top of you. I mean, do you think the people in Joplin were thinking, oh, 190 mile an hour winds, almost 200 mile an hour winds are coming here. You know, let's head for the hills. What do? We've got 20 minutes. And in some cases, no, not at all. The hospital, that was great thinking. Whoever organized that, they deserve more than a pat on the back, because they didn't just say, ooh, looks like some bad weather is coming here and we can see some heavy rain squalls heading this direction. They really took it to heart that just in case, let's make sure, let's evacuate, let's get all these people rolling. And that gave them enough time so that they weren't exposed as much as they could have been. But Matt, you know, a tornado did touch down in Minneapolis. Do you know what to do if a tornado was barreling down into your neighborhood? What would you do? He has no answer. That's like me. I here we are saying that, and Lou is giving us tips, and I know them. I mentioned the thing that where you get in the bathtub and the mattress and everything, but would I do that? And I could, now that I think about it, I could grab a mattress. I could do it. It would probably take me, I could boil it down to maybe 5 minutes. I could do it in 5 minutes. But I don't think I would do it. And I don't know, if that wasn't the alternative, if I didn't go in that direction, I'm not sure what I would do, because I don't have a storm cellar. There's no cellars. And other than, I guess, getting in the car and going to another area. But, boy, when you start to get in the car, and we've seen with some of this tornadic activity, tornadoes have these little spur twisters jump off of the main tornado, and sometimes the path of a tornado changes so quickly. If you weren't careful, you could still end up in the middle of that whole thing. But I think it's scary. We talk about preparation for disasters and surviving. There has to be a plan. It's like having I bet there's a lot of people listening to this show, and I know we've talked about this before, but what are you prepared for? Are you prepared for a fire? Do you know how to get out of your place, grab what you need? Do you have some bag packed, an emergency bag? Do you have your credit cards or things that are packed up somewhere where you just can grab it in a file? Do you have a safe? You know, how many of those things do you own to protect yourself? How many of those things do you have? How many ducks do you have in a row? The old expression, should XYZ disaster happen. Even simple things like candles and matches. Do you have those around? Do you have flashlights with fresh batteries? Do you have generators? And I'm thinking very few of you have the whole checklist. Maybe you do. Maybe you have that and you know where everything is. And your family knows where, if you have children, a wife, whatever, they know where it is. Because it can't just be you. What if you get hit in the wake of a tornado or some other disaster? They have to know how to get there as well, not just you. Because otherwise, that randomly in itself doesn't do much to protect the household. I'm going to say no, doesn't. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to actually lighten the load and do an oldie but a goodie, news you can abuse, and some birthdays. Plus, I'll throw this in on the way to that road. Justin Timberlake and Lady Gaga were on Saturday Night Live. And you think of Saturday Night Live, a lot of people think it's old school and not for people in their 20s, even though many of the actors are in their 20s. Somebody was watching these two guests pretty good because they both have big fans. Both of them have big fan bases, and it must have meant something. The ratings for the season finale, check it out, up 21% from last year. And the highest season finale ratings since the Olsen twins hosted the show in 2004. And I know part of it, I'd say part of it was split, probably the Gaga phenomenon and Timberlake too, because of some of the skits that he did that people liked. So I bet that they'll be back on in the near future. They talk about people hosting Saturday Night Live for how many times they've taken a shot at it. I'm going to say that Justin Timberlake, who's done it a few times, is going to get many more opportunities to do so as long as he has that fan base. And she does. So I'm going to say it's probably a split deal as to why those ratings shot up the way they did. So stay with us. Like I said, we're looking at birthdays, celebrating another day above ground, looking back into history, and also a little news you can abuse.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant Health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
All right, speaking of fighting authority, we're back at it again here on ATN. And let's do a throwback for this day in history. We're going to mix it all up here. Lightening the load. We need to lighten the load a little bit. And I think it's kind of like lightening the load. If we go back in history and we go back way back in history, guess who was born on this day in 1941? That would be Robert Zimmerman. Any clues as to who Robert Zimmerman is? That would be Bob Dylan. Yes. He changed his name. He kind of borrowed a different name from the poet. Dylan Thomas Bobby Zimmerman legally changed his name to Bob Dylan. in 1962. There are all kinds of funny stories about Bob Dylan, including that as Bobby Zimmerman, he was a piano player for a 60s singer who had him fired for not having a future in the music business. Boy, we've heard plenty of those stories, haven't we? And that singer was Bobby V. He didn't listen. He moved from the Iron Range of Minnesota near Duluth. Boy, that's the Netherlands. To New York City, and he played in folk clubs in Greenwich Village. And that's where he was ultimately discovered. He did retire for a short time. He had a 66 motorcycle accident, and he got an honorary doctorate degree from Princeton University in 1970. You could point to all kinds of famous concerts that he did. I mean, just a ton of them, including the fact that he performed for George Harrison's concert for Bangladesh in 1971. And, of course, he was in a couple of films, too, in his career. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1988. He won a Golden Globe and an Academy Award for the song Things Have Changed from the 2000 film Wonder Boys. And he certainly made a name for himself in the music business. So if it's true that somebody told him he wasn't talented and couldn't be in the music business, and that's typical, isn't it? Because he actually did rather well. Let's go back into the archives and give you a few other quick hits as far as history is concerned. I love this one. I heard this from my grandfather. In 1935, the first Major League Baseball game that was played under the lights was the Cincinnati Reds. Guess who they beat? This is why my grandfather told me. Philadelphia 2-1. Oh, yeah. How about this? In 1950, Sweetwater, Nat Clifton's contract at Sweetwater, was picked up by the New York Knicks. Sweetwater played for the Globetrotters and was the first black player in the NBA. A lot of people don't actually realize that unless they know. Usually it's that they know Globetrotter history or they're huge Knicks fans where their family is. They've been Knicks fans for a very long time. In 1969, the Beatles' hit number one was Get Back. That song stayed at the top of the heap for 5 weeks. And in 1974, after 9 years on the tube, that's a long time to survive, the last Dean Martin show was seen on NBC. He had a group called the Gold Diggers. They returned to say bye-bye to the show that had been seen in a whole bunch of formats on Thursday and later on Friday evenings. But I say more power to Dean Martin if he survived that long on television. It was a little bit different back in the 70s, but still, that's a pretty good run. In 1983, the Brooklyn Bridge celebrated its 100th birthday. They had a huge fireworks display. I remember that. And there was a joke about it being for sale. Not for sale. Not anymore, anyway. And how about this? We talk about selling things. When we have Harry Rinker on, he comes on twice a month. He's one of those gurus of all things collectible. And we talk about what people are paying at auctions. And Anthony Landini sold his pair of ruby slippers at Christie's in New York. He had bought the slippers in 1988 for $165,000. The pair was worn by Judy Garland in the movie Wizard of Oz. He picked the slippers up at an auction. He sold them at the same auction house 12 years later to a collector who paid, check this out, $600,000 plus a $66,000 commission. After the auction, Anthony Landini was quoted as saying, "There's no place like Christie's. There's no place like Christie's." That's a pretty good return on your money. So he held on to them from 88 forward, and then by the time he sold it 12 years later, you do the math with the profits, that's a pretty nice chunk of change, I would say. From up to $600,000 and then the commission, and I'm sure the whole commission thing was so he wouldn't have to pay that wouldn't be taken out of it. All right, let's go to some news you can abuse. It means quirky, crazy kind of news blips that you might see actually at the end of the news. If you're watching the news at home, your local news, you see kind of the nutty stories. Like this one, out of London, we're talking about money and what things are worth. How about the hat worn by Princess Beatrice to the royal wedding last month? They say it looked like a toilet seat. Oh, that's not flattering. But it did sell for £81,000 on eBay. So several charities are going to benefit from that sale. That's the good news there. So it was a crazy kind of weird looking hat. I don't know that I would call it a toilet. It was just strange looking. But hey, it ended up helping some charities because of the money that was ultimately ponied up for it. So good for Princess Beatrice for having a sense of humor and willing to, you know, post that hat and try to get some money for it and just kind of write it off and not worry about what the press said or what people were buzzing about as far as her choice of hats to wear on that particular day. Although, I have to admit, it was very odd-looking. This would be embarrassing. Some zoo workers prepared tranquilizer darts and a thermal imaging helicopter was dispatched. Why? Because the reports of a white tiger on the loose near an England golf course, rather, and it turned out to just be a toy. Whoops. Get that tiger. We're worried down here. Oh, it's not a real tiger. It's just a toy tiger. I will say this from afar, and I looked at the photograph of it. It does look like a real tiger, but they make giant stuffed animals. So this giant stuffed animal, especially with thermal imaging, really looked like a tiger, and there it was in the middle of the golf course. It was a stuffed animal. It's a great joke, actually. So, of course, the police are humiliated. They're launching an investigation into the hoax that sent the golfers and cricket players scrambling over the weekend near Hampshire. So when the helicopter got closer, what was first reported to be dangerous, it detected no heat, and they could see the stuffing as they got closer, basically. But I love this. Over the weekend, the police helicopter tweeting, "Tiger seen near golf course, concerns for members of the public." I bet that was everywhere. I bet there was some news person who thought they were getting the big scoop on everyone by breaking that story and pumping it out there. And lo and behold, that was anything but the true story. It is kind of a funny thing to do, though. Isn't that a good prank? Put the giant stuffed animal in the middle of that course and nobody can really see it close enough. They're worried about it. How about this from Atlantic City? We talk about gambling. We're talking about horse racing. A high roller in Atlantic City, Don Johnson, says he won about $15 million playing blackjack. He says he's had a run of good luck at 3 Atlantic City casinos over the past 6 months. Well, I'd say that's a run of luck. He told the local newspaper that he's also lost during his hot streak, but he won't say how much. He says that he's paid millions in taxes. See, even the blackjack player that wins $15 million does not want to pay high taxes. When will they get it? We do not want to pay taxes. Give us a break on the taxes, please. Please. All right, we saved the best for last. Coming up, we've got a few little goofball things left, plus birthdays. Who's celebrating another day on the face of the earth?
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to restoreyourhealthnow.com and choose liquid zeolite. Liquid zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
As there's still some funny stuff left, we need to chuckle now and then, right? And we can jump up and down and scream about all the nonsense emanating out of Washington that infuriates us. And we do do that here on America Tonight, but we call it water cooler buzz. And sometimes on that overnight highway, you know what? You need levity. You need levity. So, our next show, we've got exit lines. Yes, those fabulous jokes that I have prepared all by myself for you at the tail end of the hour. Exit line. So it's one exit line. Could be a one-liner or a short joke. We let Matt be the judge and the audience, of course, because we have a live audience of thousands in our mothership in Minneapolis. That's the next show. Also, Brushes with Fame. As many of you have not forgotten, and if we do owe you a book, trust me, it's coming your way. If you tell us a good brush with fame, somebody famous you met with a good punchline to it, a funny story, whatever, and we think it's decent enough, We still have some Evel Knievel books that we're giving out. Plus, we ultimately will have a drawing for all the people that had a good brush with fame at the end of June for an honest-to-goodness, crazy, amazing leather USA coat. I mean, this is a really cool coat. It's Evel Knievel's coat. It's an Evel Knievel coat. So here's the scoop. This is a leftover, and it's pretty interesting if you haven't heard it. You know, I have this thing with gators, and because I have family in Florida, and there's many people listening to us in Florida, you all know what I'm talking about. There's a 72-year-old Floridian, a guy, who didn't think twice because his dog was in trouble with an alligator. And he lives in West Palm Beach, actually, or Palm City, anyway, right in that neck of the woods. He doesn't understand why people are making such a big deal about it. He was working on a boat in a marsh area, and his 11-year-old West Highland Terrier, who he calls Doogie, was by his side. The guy's name is Gail Murphy. And he says that here he was working away, and while he was working on the boat, he heard his dog yelp. And he saw the dog in the gator's mouth. He said he didn't have time to think. He just reacted. He said, this gator's not going to get my dog. He jumped on the gator, landed on its head. The gator's mouth popped open, and the dog took off. That's incredible. That's incredible. I don't know that I would have thought that way. I love Mahalo, my dog. You know, I'm new to the dog thing. But would my mind have thought to do that? Let me just jump on this back of this gator, and I think that maybe his mouth, his jaws will snap open, and the dog will get out. But that's what happened. Now, he's saying the dog was so freaked out by it that the dog hasn't really eaten too much after that crazy attack. But he's also survived it, and he's fine. I mean, other than the fact that he hasn't eaten too much, but... That is truly dog's best friend willing to do that, because that could have ended up badly for this man. I don't know how big the gator was, but he was supposedly kind of a decent size, and those gators are strong. If you've ever seen them move, just turn on National Geographic, you see them in the wild and how they move, and if you've ever been to any kind of an alligator pit, or even if you've seen them in a zoo somewhere, you know how fast they can move. I saw one take off across a golf course. I was ready to exit. I was ready to get in that golf cart. And it wasn't near me. It wasn't that close to me, but enough that they blend in. And if you don't see the gator, boy, that could spell disaster. I'm telling you. Telling you. This is another crazy story that you might not have heard about. And it's one that affects a popular singer and an actor. Why was Russell Brand deported from Japan? Why did they boot him? Well, he wasn't there to cheer on his wife, Katy Perry, who is a singer. She was performing in Japan over the weekend. He was booted. He got deported. She's touring all over Asia. So, of course, naturally, everybody talks to the world through Twitter. And she tweeted that she was sad that she brought him all the way to show him her favorite place. And she said she was crushed that he was thrown out. However, what's very strange about the story is they didn't say what he was booted for. What did he do? And, I mean, that seems odd to me. Why was he, was it some kind of, you know, I'm thinking, was it marijuana in a bag or some weird thing? And it doesn't seem to be anything specific. They're not talking about what it was that got him deported from Japan, let's just say. So your mind can run wild as to what the reason is. But you would think somebody like him, where maybe he's an actor kind of some note, but she certainly is. And in the explanation process or through some lawyer or whatever, you would think that they would that wouldn't have happened. I guess in Japan they don't care. That's all I can say. We don't care. You're here to see your wife. We adore her. Thousands of people are coming to see her. We're booting you out because I think we found some marijuana, or maybe it was marijuana, maybe it was nothing. I mean, I shouldn't say that. He might have nothing to do with marijuana. I don't know what they found, but it's very, very strange that no reason has been given for Brand leaving. I don't know. Who knows what it is? All right, let's move to one other story here that I thought was pretty funny that hopefully you'll find interesting as well. Trust me, there's always strange, quirky, odd things to talk about. We just haven't done it very often lately on America Tonight because of, I mean, think about it. What kind of a month has it been? Osama bin Laden, the constant droning on and on of the budget crisis, the excitement of the Endeavor, that shuttle taking off out of the International Space Station, and a plethora of other things that really we've focused on. Okay, I think one of the greatest pictures I've ever seen, and I'm going to post it on the website, is this little girl in England, an 11-year-old girl, who can lift her own body weight, almost her own body weight, above her head. She's been called the strongest schoolgirl. And you say, well, who cares? Who cares that she can lift her body weight? But I was thinking when I was a kid and you'd see these guys with those giant weights, that's what she's doing. I mean, they're huge. I couldn't even do it now. I wouldn't even want to do half of one of those. She trains 12 hours a week. She wants to win gold at the Commonwealth Youth Games that they have. And she lifts these giant, giant weights that are more than her body weight. And she, you know, her parents drive her back and forth to the gym, and she just loves the whole weight lifting regime. She's 4'7" tall, and she can lift over 100 pounds. I mean, that's crazy. She can lift at times almost 100 pounds. I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could do that on either side of me. The 5-pound weights, it works perfectly. If we get beyond 5, I'm in trouble. Can't do it. All right, I'm going to throw a few last-minute birthdays at you. Our singers are beat. They have no time to sing for you. So I'm going to throw them at you. How about this? John C. Reilly, great actor. He's been in all kinds of comedic film roles. He was Ricky Bobby's sidekick. He does a lot of movies with Will Ferrell. He was also in Chicago. He's 46. How about Joe Dumars? Remember him? NBA guard. Helped the Pistons win back-to-back championships. 48 years old. Rosanna Cash. Of course, the daughter of Johnny Cash. 56 years old. Priscilla Presley. Turning 66. The former wife of Elvis. Patti LaBelle. 67 years old. And Bob Dylan. 70. Happy birthday if you're celebrating one.